Support People with Disabilities, a wheelchair basketball coach visiting Juba, urges government of South Sudan and non-governmental organizations. Jess Smart told journalists on Wednesday that he is glad to come to South Sudan and Africa for the first time, though the country is experiencing conflicts.
So all the places I coach experience war because that's where the ICRC works, other places with conflicts happening. So when I heard that I would have the chance to come to South Sudan, I was actually very excited because even though there is a lot of conflict and a lot of challenges happening in this country right now, I know from my past experience that my relation with the people would be great even with these problems going on. So I was excited to come and have the chance to experience this country. Even a few of these players have played for a few years off and on, but I think they haven't had much proper training yet. So all of them are relative beginners. So that's exciting for me because I can see that, first of all, they have a lot of athletic talent. So I know that they will progress very quickly once they have good training. And I also know that South Sudan has such a rich history of basketball that everyone here knows the game well, and they will learn. It's very important for the governmental authorities and other organizations to be aware that wheelchair basketball can bring so many different positive things to the people who play it. It's not just about becoming a great basketball player and playing against other countries around the world. That's a great end outcome. But it also gives people confidence and it gives them the idea that they can accomplish more in their lives than maybe what their societies think they can because they're physically disabled. I've seen some of the most amazing stories of redemption from wheelchair basketball players who literally are going from nothing to traveling around the world representing their countries. And I hope that very soon we will start to see that sort of growth among the disabled people here in South Sudan.
The wheelchair basketball coach appeals to authorities to know that people with disabilities can be useful to the country and can achieve amazing things.
So I think it's very important for the governmental authorities and other organizations to be aware that wheelchair basketball can bring so many different positive things to the people who play it. It's not just about becoming a great basketball player and playing against other countries around the world. That's a great end outcome. But it also gives people confidence and it gives them the idea that they can accomplish more in their lives than maybe what their societies think they can because they're physically disabled. So in the other countries where I coach, I see players going from sitting at home all day and having really no ambition, to once they start having success with basketball, they go to school and get a degree, or they go to get a job, or they even sometimes start their own businesses. So I hope that we will start seeing the same types of things here in South Sudan with the governmental support to continue this wheelchair basketball program. My message is just that if you believe that you can accomplish something, you can show the world that you are capable of everything that an able-bodied person is capable of and more. I've seen some of the most amazing stories of redemption from wheelchair basketball players who literally are going from nothing to traveling around the world representing their countries. And I hope that very soon we will start to see that sort of growth among the disabled people here in South Sudan, because I think they can be inspirations not only to other disabled people here, but to the whole country.
Nyambura Kenyi Gabriel, South Sudan wheelchair basketball coach, calls on people to take persons with disabilities seriously and give them a chance because they are part of community.
One of the changes that I need, because the stress that these people have, people who are living with a personal disability, they always think that they're not part of the community. And seeing that there's other things that they can be able to do which make them also part of the community. Once the stress that they have, that they cannot be able to do something, that was the most important thing that I want to change for them so that they can change, so that they think that they can do anything that person can do. That's the most important thing. The change that we need it actually, so that they can participate in the country development. That is one of the important things. One of the also they can change in the peace buildings. This is also most of the important thing because most of them isolate themselves. Discrimination will not be there. This is one of the important thing that I need to change from them so that they think that they are partial of the community.
The 10-day project initiated by ICRC is the first training that attracted 32 people with disabilities. The project is expected to extend to Wau, Yerol, and other states of South Sudan. Maura Ajag, reporting for Catholic Radio Network in Juba.
Radio Bekita.